Inaction in Congress could mean the cost of federally subsidized Stafford loans will rise by an average of $2,600. A White House-backed proposal from the Democratic leaders in the Congress could have left interest rates at 3.4%. But the measure didn't get the supermajority of 60 votes on a procedural measure it needed to move ahead. No Republicans voted in favor of the delay in the student loan interest rate hike. But what's that going to mean for students? Megan Davis is the Senior Associate Director of the University of Washington's Office of Student Financial Aid. Megan, thanks for speaking to us today. First of all, tell us exactly what is a subsidized Stafford loan?
Hi, Ross. Well, thanks for having me on. The subsidized Stafford Loan Program is a program that's available to needy undergraduate students in order to help finance their costs of education. It's called subsidized because there is an interest subsidy while the student is enrolled here at school up until the time they graduate.
How many UW students qualify for these subsidized Stafford loans?
Well, this last year we had somewhere between 12 and 13,000 students, and we would expect probably the same volume for the 13-14 school year.
Now, according to news accounts, this could increase those loans by an average of $2,600. Do you think that's correct?
That's the number I've been seeing.
If the Congress does not act and the rate increase actually goes from 3.4 to 6.8% on interest, how soon would students have to start paying the higher rate?
Well, students would be paying that higher rate when they go into repayment, and for most students it will be perhaps at least a year away when they complete their education in spring. Students who graduate earlier would see the increase sooner.
How likely is this? Is it game over with the failure of this procedural vote in Congress yesterday, or might there be another push to try to keep this under control?
Well, I'm reluctant to predict what the Congress will do, but there are still discussions going on. There is still a chance that there will be another solution to this dilemma that will come along. I don't know that it would necessarily go from the 6.8 back to a fixed 3.4, but there are a variety of discussions going on. The idea being that we want to be fair to the students, but also make sure that whatever the interest rates are, it covers the costs of the program.
Megan, do you think it's really going to go up from 3.4 to 6.8? That's a pretty big hike.
It is a really big hike, and I'm really reluctant to make any kind of a prediction.
Megan Davis, thanks for speaking to us today.
Thank you, Ross.
Megan is Senior Associate Director of the University of Washington's Office of School Financial Aid. And once again, inaction in Congress could cost students getting those subsidized Stafford loans an increase of $2,600 a year.